Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, we're about to start texting Tudor for Erica with a K here. She has a friend that was going to go out on a date with some dude pretty far away, actually. And her friend's car broke down. She couldn't afford the Uber ride all the way out there. So she calls up her friend, Eric, and says, hey, can you help me out here? I'm in a really tight spot. I want to go out with this guy so bad. My destiny awaits. And Erica said, oh, my God, destiny? Sure, I'll pick you up. So she picks up her friend, and they're late. She's late, and her friend is giving her some pressure on being late for this date. So Erica floors it a little bit, ends up getting pulled over by a police officer. Now she knows that the speeding ticket is going to cost $112. The friend hasn't offered anything up until this point. She hasn't been asked yet either. But Erica thinks that she should at least pay for half of it, right?
She feels like she pressured her. She's an Aries. She got a little feisty, and she's like, you know what? You pushed me a little too hard. I think you should cover this.
So, Erica, what are we going for here? Are we going for half? Are we going for all of it? What are we doing? What's our goal?
I think we should go for all of it, and then if it ends up negotiating half, I'm pleased.
Okay. That's a good attitude to have. It gives us some wiggle room. All right, Cass, how do we start this thing? I do think it's probably good for her just to be venting. Like, oh, my God, I just got the ticket in the mail. It's going to cost $112. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I would start with, oh, my God, girl, this dumb speeding ticket is going to run me $112. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I'm on board with that. That seems very non-confrontational to where I think our little feisty friend over here is going to take that somewhat well.
She should get the hint.
We go with that?
I don't think she will, but she should.
All right.
That's good.
Oh, my God, girl. Exclamation? Yes.
Yes. Very casual venting. Should we say, can you believe that, or are they out of their minds?
No, I like, can you believe that? Okay. Are you out of your minds? Sounds kind of like grandpa-ish. Like, oh, they're out of their minds.
Well, I just got aged real fast.
Well, I'll be.
Back in my day,
speeding tickets only costed
$30. My house cost $112.
Okay, so, oh my God, girl, this dumb speeding ticket is going to run me. It's actually $125. I just wanted to correct you.
Even better.
Can you believe it? Send?
Yes.
Sand.
Okay. Oh, I'm so nervous.
All right, quick search here. You guys going around the room. What is the largest speeding fine ever reported? How much did it cost?
$350.
$350. Okay.
Was it done by a car?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, but boats can
split, somebody pulled the plane over?
Boats have, like, no weight zones and speed limits.
Yes, it was a car.
Okay.
Do you want to know the make and model?
I'd like to know the year. No, I'm kidding.
What state did it take place in?
And who was driving?
It was 2010 in January, and it wasn't even in this country.
How tall was the person driving?
5'8".
All right, I'm going to say...
$10,000
in United Arab Emirates.
Okay. Now that I know it's in a different country, I'm going to say 750 pounds.
Oh.
What's the conversion of that in dollars? We don't even know what your guess is.
It's about $750 okay. Now.
I'll go $1,000.
$1,000. The largest speeding fine is, I'm not going to tell you guys.
What?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to call my friend Dr. Google.
$290,000.
What?
$290,000.
And you balked at me for saying $10,000.
I didn't balk. I was being facetious to get different guesses.
Oh, you're playing the long game.
Okay, she responded.
Okay, what'd she say?
So she responded with, yikes, period. That sucks, period.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yep. It does suck.
So there it goes. So she has no intention of offering at all. Do we go right in? How do you feel about paying? I was driving you that night. How do you feel about picking up the fine? Because we're going for all of it. And we know she's not going to go for that.
I probably would be sarcastic in this situation and say something like, it does suck because I'm struggling to pay it the same way you were struggling to pay for that Uber.
Oh. That's a little aggressive. That's coming out there.
I helped you.
That is. That's aggressive.
I was going to say maybe make like a lighthearted joke like, oh, I really hope this, was this date worth $125 to you, huh? Maybe you should cover it, please.
Mm. I honestly like them both. But Bert, as our Aries in the room, which one would shut you down?
Mm.
Which one would shut me down?
Like, which one would you be more receptive to?
The nice one. Obviously.
Yeah, you don't want to give an Aries fire.
Yeah.
Because they're coming back with more fire.
Right. Gotta throw some water at them.
Yeah, do it gently.
Then I think we should go with Abby's suggestion.
Yeah.
All right,
like
Abby.
Nice little. Okay, so I said $125. Damn. Do you think that date was worth $125?
Then did you make an ask?
And then do you mind comping the $125 for this very expensive date?
Or like, damn, hope that date was worth $125. Would you be down for comping it since
I drove you?
Since I drove you. Yeah, that's good. Nice and simple. You got that, Erica?
Yes.
All right, I got more info on this, dude. And
let's
a ticket.
Do it.
All right. The man in question was driving a red Ferrari Testarossa, and the fine was calculated based on his wealth, which the court assessed at $22.7 million. It was also increased because he was a repeat offender.
Oh.
So they hit him with $290,000.
They can base a ticket off of what you're worth?
I guess in Switzerland you can.
That's interesting.
You imagine pulling over like Jeff Bezos or something?
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh.
Ticket going to be crazy.
Pay up $2 million,
Jeffy. What if you broke? What you going to do with me?
Yeah, if I'm like Romeo, I'm speeding everywhere.
Yeah, you can't do that with me.
What are you going to do?
I'm fine, $2. I ain't got but 10.
Any response back yet, Erica?
Yeah, I got a seriously?
Yeah.
Yes.
Say dead ass.
That's what I would say.
I don't hate
That's
that.
That's exactly what I would say.
Do it.
You want to do that? Dead ass?
Dead ass?
Yes. That's
funny.
Okay. Period or no period? No period.
There's no period.
I want the period there.
Is it one word or two?
It's one word.
One word.
Dead ass.
Maybe throw a little gif in there too. Like one word that's like. Dead ass.
Okay. I'm sending dead ass. Oh, gosh.
Your friend's rotten, man. She should be, like, helping you out at least a little bit.
Okay, she responded. She said, it's your speeding ticket, .. Oh, God.
It was your date, ..
Mm, I don't hate that either.
Can we say to her, like, to be honest, I'm shocked that you haven't even offered to pay this when I went out of my way.
Yes.
To help get you to a date, and I didn't have to do that in the first place.
Oh, I like this feel. Mm.
And I only sped because you asked me to.
I like
Bingo.
This feel. All right.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do that again.
Yikes.
Good luck with that.
I only sped because you asked me to. I think it's fair that you help me out a little.
No, I kind of like Mo's putting her on the offensive. Like, to be honest, I'm shocked you haven't offered to pay yet.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
When I went out of my way to take you on this date and you hounded me to speed. Or sped because you hounded me, I think sounds better.
There it is.
Boom.
Boom.
Okay. Sending.
Now, that is definitely shots fired.
Do you use Waze all the time?
Waze?
Mm-hmm.
What is a Waze?
You know what Waze is?
Waze.
The app? Traffic app?
No.
How do you navigate places?
Google Maps.
You've never heard of Waze?
No.
Well, really? We're about to change your life.
Yeah.
Welcome to the big city.
It's like the same as Google Maps, except it lets you know where cops are.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the best GPS.
I don't have a car on our
Waze.
It lets him know how to walk to work.
Yeah.
The most convenient walk
to
work.
I look for the cops while I'm walking.
Yeah, so, and it'll alter your the way that you're driving if traffic is bad, and you could schedule different drives for the time you want to be there. And Waze is amazing. I haven't even heard of it.
How do you think it's spelled?
Is it, that's what I was going to ask. Is it W-A-Y-S?
No, that's not cool.
Is it W-A-S-E?
Nope.
Nope. Try again.
Was it?
Try your generation.
Was. Think the cool way to spell it.
Z?
Yeah.
Z-A-Z-E.
W-A-Z-E.
Waze.
W-A-Z-Z.
I was just thinking about this the other day. So I've lived in my house for like 8 years. And every morning when I get in my car, I put the station address in Waze.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know why, in case I miss an exit. Like, I know how to get to work.
Do you really?
Every morning.
Really?
I pull it up.
So do I. I do it every morning, but not because I don't know how to get to work, because I wouldn't know where the cops are.
Oh, I just also want to see if I'm going to be late or not.
I don't even think about doing that with the cops.
Oh, yeah. I do it every time I get in the car.
I have a weird thing that I do to ward off cops that we should do it another time for Am I Normal?
Oh, no. I
you guys will
now.
Think I'm crazy.
Okay.
But it's something that I do.
Give us a tease.
It involves...
You knock on wood?
Knocking.
I don't want to interrupt, but she did respond.
Well, we don't have time for you right now.
Erica, we're trying to find out how Tommy deals with cops.
We'll put it on the schedule for a later date.
Okay. What do you got, Erica?
Well, she's not letting up. She said, I didn't force you to go faster. We were both trying to get there on time. I'm really sorry about the ticket, but I don't think it's my responsibility to pay for it.
Oh.
Okay, Bo, here's what we do.
All right, should we start going down now, at least go for half?
I would say, girl, I was not trying to get there on time. This was not my date.
Mm-hmm.
This was 100% a favor for you, and you were stressed out about being late. How about we split the ticket 50-50? It's only fair.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Your date, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Not to mention, you would have had to pay the Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We haven't got to that one yet.
Yep.
Should we throw that?
I kind of think you should throw that in now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not to mention you would have had to pay the Uber anyway.
And then the ask at the end, which would be,
I think
at the very least, we should split it.
50-50. Okay. I just wanted to comment that in a world where app icons can
Did
be boring.
Just go trailer voice?
In a world where I didn't even know Waze existed.
One app had the power to put a friggin' smile on my face because this is cute as hell.
Yeah. Okay, the Waze app?
Yeah.
I'm astounded you don't know what Waze is.
No. I feel like my world is about to get rocked. Not that I really drive anywhere outside of a quarter mile radius.
Hey, Abby, have you heard of this new thing called Uber Eats?
Wait, what?
EATZ.
Does it have a cute little cartoon sperm on it? No, but I have heard of the Domino's app, and I am guilty of using that one or two times a week.
Does the app allow you to watch the dude making the pizza, the animated dude making the pizza, like you can online?
No, but that sounds like the kind of porn I would watch.
You'd have done that?
No.
When you order on Domino's.com, it shows you that your order is being prepared, and there's a little cartoon dude making your order.
I've seen that.
Normally, I'm passed out by that. I order it, and then it's like...
It always says they checking it for deliciousness. I always wanted to know how the hell they do that.
Yeah.
Do they lick it?
Yeah.
Like, how do you know if it's delicious?
Yeah.
We have
What'd you got
for a long time.
She said, I really can't afford to pay that right now, even if I agreed with you. Ultimately, it's the driver's responsibility.
Oh, she's the worst.
Wow.
At this point, it's not even the $100 that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Are you really going to bust up an entire friendship over this, though?
I would.
I would.
Yeah, me too.
That speaks volumes to her character.
All right, so you're at a fork in the road right here. Do you want to continue or do you want to just bail? Your call.
Honestly, the disrespect is abundant. I think I want to bail and maybe create some more boundaries within this friendship.
Okay. Then I think you just write back, what's the word for fine that's not fine? Is it fine?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Yep.
Whatevs.
I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah. There was nothing that was going to make her, pay you at all. Mm. So we did the best we could. Sorry we couldn't come through for you on this one.
I say you ghost her, Erica. I mean, you say whatever and then never don't respond to any of her texts again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Erica.
I appreciate your help.
You're worth more.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.